Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
With instructions and restricted and told to go in this channel, it's hard. Not the same. Yeah. Bro. So we'll see, man.
Let me ask you a question, though. What are you doing if Gabriel outscores Gyökeres?
I think Gyökeres will score goals. I think he's going to be so frustrating.
He's going to score goals.
After that, by Christmas, you're going to look at his tally and go, yeah.
Who's your top goal scorer in 2025?
Marino. That's our new number nine.
That's mad.
See the kids? What are the kids supporting these days? They're little kids.
Cities.
Is it?
Cities and
PSG.
I hear you.
Hundo PSG.
No, Arsenal still.
I know.
In London.
Arsenal's the culture.
That's because the dads have forced them to.
Yeah, but Arsenal's like right now, Arsenal's cooler.
No, United and Arsenal, our kids' generation will always be there.
Yeah, because
of the dads. But after their kids.
It's not United.
There's some sad kids that followed Garnacho and then they're just pissed.
No, Rashford was a big one.
Yeah, Rashford.
A lot of kids supported United because of Rashford.
This episode is brought to you by the Watch Section. And for you lucky viewers, the Watch Section is giving you a discount code. Use the code FILTHYWATCH at checkout to get £100 off any item. Big up the Watch Section. Obviously, it's gifts on the table, boys. Because it's October. It's the Harvest Festival. The Festival of Harvest.
So why am I here?
Because harvest is an English word. Most good words are English. Put it down, bro.
Anyo.
Yeah.
Most good
basically,
words.
Basically, Harvest Festival. Yeah.
Yo.
I'm just telling the truth. We got the most words. We got the most words out of any language.
What?
Facts. Nah, it's true.
Check,
true.
By
what?
Far.
Yeah, English.
True. We got the most words.
Yeah. No, they don't.
So we got like big, massive.
Yeah, compared to what?
Really
compared
big.
To what? Ginormous.
There.
I swear to God.
I said really big.
I said really big. Man used two
words.
No.
English
is more. No.
Arabic has like three times more than English.
No, it doesn't, bro. Because Arabic, dude. Check.
You don't have five words to describe one thing.
Are you?
No, you're losing it. No.
Bro, we've got words that are different in different areas of the sentence, whether it's at the beginning, middle.
Listen, mate. We're talking about English, all right? And the Harvest Festival.
My bad.
His school didn't have the Harvest Festival. That's why he's only got beans to give to the people.
What did I get? I got the Asian wasabi. I got the Asian version of it.
English.
The English version of wasabi,
English wasabi.
This is fire.
What you got, Straps?
I've got the Holston Old School Spurs sponsor. Happy to have this on my side of the
match the kit.
Of the pitch. I'm not sure what this is, but we work with it.
Chips.
You know what that is.
Oh, chips, yeah?
Come on, mate.
Yeah, man. We've got some chips here as well.
So, rich tea.
Rich tea.
Say that again.
That's a serious biscuit. That's a serious biscuit.
Rich tea, man.
Serious biscuit.
But anyway, the Harvest Festival is where you bring food donations to churches and schools for the less fortunate. Like you said, you got a Tottenham beer there. That's for them and their supporters. You said you went to school in Jamaica and you had a lesson called agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in there?
You learn to grow vegetables, raise animals, and butcher them as well. real talk.
You never said that part.
No, real talk. Them teach you how to survive. You raise the chicken them and you prepare them for cook.
You don't think we need that over
of
here?
Of course, most definitely.
That's a serious.
I might know about the butchering animals thing where I'm from. So,
where are you from, by the way?
Philippines.
And where?
Cyprus.
Cyprus ain't butchering animals, bro.
Nah, you're right.
That's a rave. That's just drinks. But all jokes aside, I think there's no survival. We ain't got no survival skills. They teach you how to swim.
I think we should even teach a combat in school.
Mm.
I think we should.
Self-defense.
Yeah, bro.
Hundo.
They do it in Russia, you know. It's compulsory.
Wrestling.
I don't know what they do, but something.
Calf McGraw, whatever that thing.
But agriculture, that's serious. No. That's life skills.
It's not that one.
That's life
skills. Grow your own vegetables and everything. Know the difference, you know? Listen, harvest. That's the real harvest there.
A friend said to me, if it was ever an apocalypse situation, all the Asda and everything shut down, we wouldn't even know what berries to eat in the
park.
That's
true.
We'll nyam the wrong apple, bro.
No, just don't be the first man eating.
You just gotta have a tester. Just bring the nitty. I'm sorry.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Just soak it in apple cider vinegar. You're good, man.
That man can withstand a lot, though, you know.
Yeah, that man can withstand a lot.
So you might not even. You might have to run a couple.
They're already in the apocalypse, to be fair.
Trust me, bro.
We got.
That man can withstand some stuff.
They'll be the needs.
Yo, I eat these all the time, man.
Follow him, man.
That's the worst thing you've ever said.
That's the worst thing you've ever said. He's trying to bring it in.
Oh, you know how they test rabbits and
that?
Nah, I'm not. It's not testing. Testing is mad. This is real. Testing ain't real. This is real. But anyway, boys.
Just don't go first. Simple
don't
as
go
that.
First.
You need to diag. You need to diag quick.
Listen.
Yeah.
Wait, before you, can I just say to the viewers at home, don't adjust your TV screens, the contrast, the brightness, the hue. This is 50 Shades of Beige you're seeing right now. So Lippy, take it away, my boy.
That's not making an episode. Listen.
So 50 Shades of Beige.
Today, we've submitted some outrageous takes, predictions. We're going to discuss them.
All right.
Simple. Happens all the time online. I'm going to do it here. Real life. Wow. Usually we give the guests some grace and let them settle in. But today, straight in. White Yardie has said something that I agree with. He said that Man United will finish in the second half of the table.
Yeah. I don't think that's a wild prediction. I think that's understandable.
You know, so mad. I thought it said Man United will finish second.
So did I.
So did I. And then I said, no, I agree.
I heard you say wow. I was like, hang on.
Yeah, no, that's why I said wow. Because I just screamed out at me. Yeah, I said, rah. But I don't think that's too crazy.
I think that's fair. Why? What would make you believe different?
United fans.
Are you saying that because you think Amram's going to stay? Or do you think we'll replace him and still finish?
No. I think he will go, but I don't think whoever comes in is going to be able to. You see what happened to Man United right now? Let me explain exactly what's happened to you guys. You guys are like, you have these children, right? And you keep bringing in a stepfather. And it's like, the stepfather's trying to put in his new rules.
Same you.
And then, you understand what I mean? And it's just going to keep changing. Keep changing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. So the stepfather are going to leave. You're going to bring in a next one. And then a next one. You have to change the whole system. The thing about it is nobody's been given time at Man United. You want instant results. It's not going to happen.
First of all, yeah. Do you genuinely believe they'll come second half? Or are you doing that?
Man United, yeah. You guys have one game a week, you know. One game a week and playing like that still. Brentford. I'm not disrespect to Brentford, but Brentford.
It's so hard for me because as a United fan, when I grew up, these men couldn't speak to me, bro.
But of course.
I'm having to humble myself.
It's real, man.
But I definitely cannot see us finishing the second half. No way. As my last season was absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
I think, that we actually have to stick with Amram. See, if I'm United, I'm making him see out his whole contract.
All right, let me ask you.
Contract?
That's until
the whole contract. Oh. I'm making you hold the whole contract.
All right.
And I'm not saying
you think you're finishing above Liverpool?
No.
Man City?
No.
Arsenal?
No.
Newcastle?
This diag. This diag. I've seen the diag.
Switch play. Switch play.
I've seen the run.
He only got to the fourth team.
You know, Amarin plays the 3-5-2. Wing backs are gone. Yeah. Let's diag.
Bro, like, it's bottom half of the table, man. Like, trust me. Like, last season.
I hear it, man.
I think last season, Man United and Spurs are just lucky that the teams below were worse than them. You man could have been in championship right now.
Do you know what I think though? Yeah, because Manchester United are such a beast of a club. Yeah, the brand is massive, right? Do we agree?
Yeah, you are. The brand is massive.
Obviously, the football right now has gone it's gone pear shaped, but because the way I see it is because we're Man United, there's an expectation for us to be incredible, yeah? If we actually step back, let's just say Manchester United was, I don't know, Everton, yeah? Would you think, well, that's a hard day at the office or not?
Do you know what
would you see that as 6 points or would you think, them men are quite tough, you know? Do you understand what I'm trying to say though?
100% understand what you're saying, but I think you lot, your fan base haven't, but I think as a club, you've done that. I don't think you're going into the league every season to try win it. You're trying to have a serious season. I think that's what it's all
survival.
About.
Survival.
Because what I think it is now, obviously it's hindsight, them Van Gaals, Solskjaer, like, when you think about it, they weren't that bad.
But that's why I'm saying I think we just have to stick with Amorim.
Because you're looking a bit tense, like, over there.
I hate to agree with you, but you're right.
No, it's the best thing for you to do is to stick with one manager.
I think we have to, bro.
Because where is it? He needs a couple transfer windows to get people out and get who he wants in.
It's tough because I'm struggling to believe
in
him, bro.
No, same. I like Amorim a lot, but if it continues the same way, and the thing is, his style of football, he keeps talking about his style of football. He doesn't want to change. I hear it. But I hear it. If I see improvements, like your style of football, like, if I was to ask you, what's one Amorim game that sticks out that you saw Amorim's system, that you really saw it, like, fully implemented?
He's a die on your sword character, isn't he?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't like that. But
I think it's going to happen. I think he's eventually going to get sacked. And I think he'll get sacked if we're on course to finish bottom second half bottom half of the table. That's why I think it can't happen.
To what you said, you know, Man United fans, the majority of them, like, this age group, you man only know your team, like, competing. This is new. Like, Arsenal, we've been through this, you know. Like, we've seen winning and we've seen dip, then we see winning again. Like, we've been through it. You guys, it's new to yourself.
You've been spoiled.
First, it's about taking some, like taking on board and be like, yo, realistically,
accepting,
we are shit.
No, but this is new.
Like, I can't believe
we
Arsenal are talking
competing
to you like
for
this.
A while, but this is a new.
It's
bomb.
Never been this bad.
It's never
been this bad.
But it's been this bad for 10 years, bro.
No, but I'm saying, like, he's saying from an Arsenal perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You weren't as bad as we were.
Big six teams. This has to be the worst.
No, of course. It's the worst.
Guess
banter.
What? Even in this worst era of ours, we've won more silverware than Arsenal.
That's cool.
No, I hear it. I hear it.
That's cool.
That's the madness, cool.
No, I hear it.
You know what it is? But as much as I hear that,
I know it's a cheap shot. I know, bro. But it's
trying to get a jab in. Trying to get a jab in.
It's cool.
Sorry. Uh-oh.
Wait, it's got darker.
Hey, just for the record, that wasn't me that said that. That wasn't me that said that.
What is this guy doing here? What are you doing here, brother?
I represent England.
Hold on, listen, mate.
Oh my God.
Listen, mate, it's Harvest Festival.
Liffy kills me on Twitter, you know.
We're just here to just give back to the community. Like, what's he? What are you playing at, fella? Hang about. Steve.
He's like that Ghanaian guy at the marches, bro.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, go on. Have a good one, lads.
Steve.
I believe that. That's why I said it.
Yeah, I don't think that's outrageous. And I think if it's not true, it'd probably be like eighth, ninth.
What do you think, though? What do you reckon? Do you reckon that's...
I don't think that's crazy. I think you'll be mad to say you lot will finish 15th again. Yeah? If you do, I'll be shocked. I was shocked when you finished 15th. You understand? Even I acted like I wasn't, but until I knew it was real...
And I said I acted
I
like
said,
I weren't.
Wow, like... You understand?
He's mad, bro.
I don't know, man.
They could finish 11th.
Do you know what I think happened a little bit? Yeah, like because I thought we was going to win the Europa League. And I feel as though if we'd have won that, I don't care about 15th. I don't know, boys, man. Let's move on, man.
You guys not won back-to-back games. Amorim hasn't.
Look at my man. He's made a career off the club.
Who? The guy with the hair.
My man with the hair.
I tell you the truth.
All right, cool. Ask you a question. Me, do you think he supports Man United?
I know he supports Man United. You know why? Because he was meant to be here for this episode, but his hair's too long.
You might are going to try and sit me next to him as well.
Man, yeah, you wouldn't. We wouldn't need to see you, bro. So, yeah, nah, it's bad, man.
Since Amorim has taken over, there's been more months that have passed of him being in charge of United than wins in the Premier League.
It's mad.
Everything is
stark. Months.
Terrible.
That's
terrible.
Crazy.
It's 30 days in a month. There's been more
big
months.
Big Man United, you know.
He's had more games club, than win than points.
That's what I don't get
more
it, man.
Games than
I like the guy a lot.
I like him,
work.
You know. That's why I'm so. That's why I don't get it. Because I like
at
him, bro.
At the end of Ten Hag, I hated it. I wanted nothing
Hag was
to do with
so
it.
But why do you like him?
I like the way he looks. It sounds mad. I like the way he speaks.
Yeah.
I like his charisma. I like the speech at the end of the season.
Should have kept Mourinho then.
No, not Ten Hag.
Mourinho was the most.
Amorim.
Your Arsenal was on it.
Yeah.
Nah, I like him, bro. I do. I do like him.
And I think he's born into his time with the way he spoke.
Young manager.
Yeah. But and let's not forget, Amorim was a sought after guy as well at Sporting.
What was he like as a player? Do you know? No, I don't really know too much.
Nah, I signed him on FIFA 12.
I just remember him coming on for Ronaldo at the Euros.
Yeah, no, I think he was a bit media as a player, went on loan to Braga. But
so just seeing off the six teams you faced in the league, does that give you confidence knowing that you can climb?
Hell no.
No.
Do you know what it is? We're just keeping the ball.
Yeah, keeping the ball.
I've forgotten my point, bro.
Fairs, man. You're going to switch it back to me?
No, sorry. That's what I was going to say. It's crazy because when we played Arsenal start of the season, I felt as though we played well. That was your final. No, but the maddest thing is I don't think it was. Yeah, but I felt I took positives from that. Yeah. Brentford, I watched the game. Bruno's missed a pen. And I know I sound mad because we should be putting Brentford away. But if he scores that, but now I sound like a madman.
No.
Because I'm saying if.
Bro, it's a penalty, bro.
It's actually a penalty and a red card. He should have been sent out.
Regardless, he's got to put that away. Then the question becomes, do we change our penalty kick taker now? Because he's missed two in the last
100%
three.
100%.
That second and third goal should have been, like, that second and third Brentford goal.
All right, I'm going off topic. Should Bayern Diop have saved?
Oh, 100%.
100%.
The third thing straight at him.
And the little deflection on the second one.
That was horrible, bro.
That was horrible.
What, Menes said that he couldn't save it?
Yeah, I said I had to save that.
Yeah, that's
just
theatrics.
Standing there. We have to
that's theatrics, bro.
But you said the Arsenal game, yeah? Yeah. Do you feel you played better in any other game apart from that?
That's a good question. And I'm thinking about the Diag. I'm thinking about the Diag again.
Yeah, but that's the best you've played.
That was the best we played, yeah.
First 10 minutes against Fulham, we peppered them, but we didn't score.
We peppered them.
We should have scored. We should. And then even the penalty, we should have scored.
I didn't watch the first half of Brentford. So I don't know what happened in the first
half. It's fine margins. But I look at it and I'm like, I'm reading all the stats, XG, one, X shots, X this, X. But I'm looking, I'm like, bro, nothing's happening, man. Like, I didn't get off my seat against Brentford. I just knew the goal wasn't coming.
It's mad, know, bro. It's
second half I table for you guys.
But I think we're gonna finish top half.
Yeah, I think so.
I do, bro. But I respect it. As
I can see why you say it. It makes sense.
There's too many teams I see doing better that I just cannot see. You know what I mean? Like
it's better teams.
Even like where Villa is right now. I feel Villa will kick on and get
the game's
back.
Changed, bro. It's changed. The time times have changed.
Palace are there.
Don't sleep on Palace, bro.
Bournemouth will be
Brighton are still there as well.
Do you reckon Palace can do a push for a Champions League top four?
They could get Europe.
Maybe not
Europa.
Top four, but they're gonna do well. I think they'll finish top half. Yeah. I think, but yeah, we'll move on. Yeah. We'll move on. I don't think that was too outrageous.
Nah, man, that's nice and easy and simple.
Yeah, man.
No, we finished 15th, bro. Like,
easy. The Don.
Oh my days.
Oh, man added the last one in.
That's the second bit.
Yeah.
Where's the chair?
He's giving us a 2-1.
I noticed that Poet ain't in the room.
Yeah, 2-1. Don has said Arsenal will not win any other silverware and Man United will win the FA Cup.
It's a brace, isn't it?
50% with you.
That's a brace, yeah. So like, what I will say, if you give me the ball and allow me to elaborate, is that first things first, for the first time in my life, I find myself in a conflict of interest with Arsenal. Because I'm a true Man United supporter. I don't like Arsenal. But I have friends who actually play for Arsenal. So I'm like, I want them to do well individually. Arsenal remind me almost of a 14-year-old version of myself. Let me explain.
Yeah, please.
When I was about 14, I had loads of girls on my BBM. For the younger viewers, that's like the original WhatsApp, right? I copy and paste the same stuff, send them the same things, whatever, cool. One thing leads to another, we're flirting, yeah? I'm promising, I'm building expectation in anticipation of something real to occur, yeah? Cool. Fast forward, we end up meeting or bumping into each other. I don't deliver what I've said I'm gonna do, yeah?
Stage fright.
I freeze. Under deliver. I retreat to my phone later on that evening. You're lucky people were there. Yeah? Yeah? We've all been there. Hey, at least you know. You're lucky people were there. Watch next time. Yeah?
Yeah.
She's been let down, bro. Yeah? Because I'm bottling it. I meant well. I'm almost the architecture of hope. I was Arsenal. Yeah? In hindsight, as an older man, I look back, I was Arsenal. I was that guy.
It's deeper.
It's deep. Yeah. People think I hate Arsenal. I don't. I was Arsenal.
Literally.
Seeing Arsenal failing, the disappointment of Arsenal actually triggers a trauma within me. It's the ghost of the boy I once was. Yeah. Lippy, I know you're with me, bro.
I hear it.
So therefore, when I'm saying Arsenal will not win any other silverware, as much as I actually, for the first time in my life, there's certain players, Eze, Declan, I want so much for them. I find myself happy when they deliver, yeah? And that's hard for me, yeah? But because I was Arsenal, I know what I was on, bro. I'm just manipulating you, and I'm telling Arsenal supporters, demand more of your club, man. Yeah, so that's why
so
I don't
still
think...
Arsenal now?
Say that again?
Are you still Arsenal now?
Am I still Arsenal?
Yeah.
I'm Man United.
No.
Oh, am I still Arsenal?
In what you're saying? No.
Dyack. No,
I said Dyack.
No, not anymore.
Okay, so
not
there
anymore.
You go, innit?
So and that's a really good response.
I like
because
that one.
I was good analogy. The whole time. I'm like, what about now?
Is Arsenal still on that stuff? I can't answer that question. Me personally, I've said what I said, and I genuinely don't think you guys will win silver this year. However, I do think you guys have improved. I just don't think you have the minerals,
gentlemen.
So you
think you'll win the FA Cup?
Let's talk about it, because you tried to speak about
you've been so real quick from this one.
For a long time. Man.
Weird. Which cup you get knocked out? Who? What? Was it Grimsby that knocked them out?
Grimsby got them out of the League Cup.
Listen, look, all jokes aside, that is the only potential silverware Man United can get their hands on this season, isn't it? It's the only one.
Yeah.
League Cup, I would have thought cool, but I reckon Man United, as much as we're a bit of a banter club at the moment, we have it in us on our day to beat anyone on our day. If we really can lock in and go on a run, the luck of the draw, then I think that we will go for the FA Cup.
Yeah, but you could have said luck of the draw, Grimsby.
Yeah. Nah, that's
crazy.
That's fair.
I've had more luck
that's fair.
Than
that.
That's fair. You know what it is, yeah? I feel like, this is what it is, yeah? You said, seeing Arsenal suffer hurts you.
Yeah.
Seeing you lot suffer, yeah? Like, I've gone full circle, bro. It's like, first I was like, what the hell's going on? And it was like, joy, 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 feeling sorry for you. And I'm back at, what is this?
Yeah, none.
You understand? Yeah, I'm like, what's happening?
I care zero.
Yeah,
that's
same,
not about
man.
Caring, it's just...
No, bro.
I used to enjoy it. Like, I used to see you lot are losing and it was a shock to me.
But you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
The fans, they're humbled.
Yeah.
You see, if they were like...
Yeah.
Still talking, then you'd enjoy it. Because they've actually been like, yo.
But do you think Man United fans are like Arsenal fans?
Yeah?
Do you think that we're like Arsenal fans?
Listen, every fan base, but you know what? Every fan base has the same.
Yeah.
It's just who you know. I'll be honest, it's just who you know.
I think it's a London thing. See, because Arsenal's a London club, and you know, London, man, like we're very unhumble in victory.
Yeah. No, I hear the FA Cup shout, but the only thing that worries me with Amrim is that. On a one, obviously, in a cup run, you have to adapt per game. Every game, you have to adapt. He just won't. He just won't adapt.
I hear you, bro.
And Ten Hag, for example.
I hear it.
Ten Hag, I had trust in cup games because I'm like, he'll just do anything to win. Like against City, bro, he dropped a striker and he said, Bruno, you just go up there.
Yeah. I think Ten Hag win you that European Cup the other day.
In the final, I agree. In the final, I agree. Whether he gets us there, I don't know because we hadn't won a Europa League game under Ten Hag until Amrim came in. But regardless, in a final, in a one-off game, I think I'm taking Ten Hag over Amrim. Because he'll just adapt.
You see when you said you agree with 50%, what one did you agree with? The Arsenal one?
The Arsenal one, yeah.
Wait, who not
tried? I don't think. FA Cup went last
year. Because you beat Arsenal, innit?
Yeah.
Last year.
They went out the next round. I think.
Fulham. It was Fulham.
Yeah.
It was Fulham, innit? Sometimes as a player, you call for the ball in a position, you don't really have what it takes to take it down and put it away. So that Man United shout is more me saying, look, give me the ball, I'm in space. I can't guarantee I'm going to score, bro. You feel me? You know what I'm trying to say? So Man United, I'm pinpointing it on a club that I'd like to, I'm pinpointing it on the fact I'd like to believe Man United, the club that we are, the monster of the club that we are, there'll be something within us that knows we're a club that needs to challenge for silverware. We're embarrassed at the moment. FA Cup, we've done it a couple of seasons back. As a man who's involved in football myself, if I'm looking at it saying, this is a cup competition, this is the only silverware we can get this season, gentlemen. Like, we have to lock in for this. And as you said, it's just luck of the draw and it's game by game. We're not
winning
the
Premier League. That pressure has to ignite that flame in you, man.
It might be more hope. It might be more hope. Mm-hmm. But I just feel as though...
We did that last season as well.
Do you understand?
Because of the Europa League.
And if you win the FA Cup, don't you get
Europa.
You understand? That might be a one-way ticket into Europe, which Amrim needs.
Climb back up slowly.
Which Amrim needs.
Which we did with the Europa, FA Cup. Ten Hag did it.
Yeah.
Got us into the Europa League. Then we were about to win the Europa League to get into
Who
the Champions League.
Who have we got? Has it been drawn yet?
No, I don't
think early doors.
So, question.
I'm way off it. Yeah.
Would you rather have Arsenal squad or Man United squad for this season right now?
I sound like a madman, innit?
It's a rhetorical question, man.
It's a funny question.
I've got to answer it.
United
excite me, man.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, the players excite me, man.
Bro, like,
is that mad to say? Lippy, is that mad to say?
It's mad, innit?
No, no, no.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. But now I'm wondering, are we sounding mad?
No, no, we do sound mad. But
you man are crazy.
No, we are. I hear
you. You wouldn't want Eze. You wouldn't want Eze in your team right now.
No, Eze is nice. Eze is nice. Eze is nice. There's a few players, don't get me wrong. But then I look at Martinelli, Trossard, these guys.
Ah, Trossard. Do you know what Trossard
is? Looking at us.
Would you man take Cunha?
Cunha,
yeah.
Yes,
Cunha,
I'll take Cunha. Yeah,
Bruno, listen, would you take Bruno or not?
You lot no, got, no, I don't love Bruno, but you lot got players that would, I wouldn't say would make us better, would win us the league, but would fit, yeah? Yeah. Cunha.
Who would you take?
Cunha.
You
wanted Cesco? Nah,
no. You wanted Cesco?
I didn't.
They, not me.
I did.
I don't want
wanted
Gyökeres.
I wanted Gyökeres.
What do you think of Gyökeres?
He needs service.
Get there, man. Dyack,
that's
Dyack,
my
Dyack. Man,
yeah, fizz that. You know, one's knee height. Yeah.
See, I can't agree with that because I feel like the reason why we came up short last season is squad. I don't even think it's really down to the manager and the players as much because the amount of injuries that we got last season what we were still doing was like, yo, if only we had, you know what I mean?
I agree with you. I think our squad depth is there now. We've got a replacement for every position.
And it has shown in previous games. It's shown that, listen, it's not working. We're bringing on players that come on and change the game and get winners.
Yeah.
Even the Martinelli and Trazard that you guys both just laugh about, they've come on and won games for us. So.
No, squad depth is serious. But also, just quickly on it as well, do you think, the way I look at Arsenal is, if you guys don't win a trophy, you can still have a successful season. It can still be a successful season without winning a trophy. I think that's the culture around Arsenal. Whereas United,
that's not successful.
As bad as we've been, if we don't win a trophy, it hasn't been a successful season.
No, there's difference.
And we've had that. We've had that over the past few years. Even in our Abante era, we've been in two Europa League finals. We've lost both under Oli and Amorim. We've been in two FA Cup finals. We lost against City and then we won against City. We've been in the Carling Cup, whatever it's called, the EFL Cup, where we lost against, I think, City again. Who do we lose against? But regardless, we won against Newcastle.
Yeah, we're cup
final team. So we've still been in cup finals. We've still tried to win
cups. I hear all of that, but
cups.
If we don't win anything, this is an unsuccessful season. For the amount we've spent, all the squad depth and that, have to come away with
now,
something.
I think so, but I think historically, over the past few years, you guys were just like, bro, I'll take second, man. Second's nice. A little title push,
you know,
1 point
is,
off.
We've done, because what you're talking about, fair enough, we weren't coming second when it happened, but we had a little 5-year period winning FA Cups.
Yeah, and the Wenger last 5 years.
And it was good, it was nice, but it's like, we want the proper one. Yeah. We want what?
We
remember them FA Cup finals. Yeah. You don't care about them FA Cup finals. You get me? So it's like, win the league, you win the Champions League, that's set in stone. You do that once, it holds weight for like 2 decades, Ruben.
Hundo.
You understand? So, yeah. I wouldn't be, bro, I'd rather, this is my thing, yeah? I'd rather us come second and win nothing than come fifth and win the FA Cup. That's facts.
I hear you.
That's facts, bro.
No, I disagree.
That's just me.
But it's still mad. It's still mad. We need something.
Brother, I'd rather challenge in the serious.
Because fifth, you get Champions League as well. And a silverware.
That's why I said fifth.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say sixth.
Nah.
But what if someone asks you that for the next 5 years? You just win the FA Cup and keep coming second.
That's different.
It's not different because it's like we're like 3 years into it, 4 years into it.
Years into it. Because again, that's why we needed the FA Cup. If you told us about the FA Cup 3 years after the Invincible season, you say, what do you mean? We want the league. When it became a decade, which is we need to see. You understand?
Sure. So we need something.
So
need
I don't
something.
Think yeah. we're at.
We need something. Remember the Birmingham City final?
Bro, don't.
You know what it is? A man, bro. I saw someone tweet it.
But then we went and had Sanchez and went and won the FA Cup.
Yeah, I know, but
someone tweeted, and I know this is off topic, but when we were only 1-0 up against Port Vale, late into the game, someone said Wenger just used to deal with these clubs in the League Cup. What?
Someone replied with a 3-0.
Bro, man, seen the screenshot of Arsenal Wenger smiling. It says 3-0 Sheffield Wednesday. Bro, we did not take the League Cup.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yes, we didn't.
And
we didn't.
Yeah.
We was always out of it from early.
But he would play much weaker teams.
Yeah, he basically played the reserves.
Yeah. Like the Reading game. I'll never forget that Reading game.
Oh, 5-7 or something.
5-7.
That's crazy.
That was mad.
I think that was Martinez.
Shamak, you know. Wet pigeon head.
Oh God.
Hussein.
Whoa.
You are here right now.
I'm here, man.
Hussein, you have said that West Ham will compete for a European spot and Nottingham Forest will be in a relegation battle.
50% for me.
I think I'm a 50%er.
Which, all right, well. I want to know which one's madder.
Which one's madder?
I think
the West Ham one.
West Ham's
madder.
I don't think the Forest one's mad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't even think it's a madder thing.
I don't think. Yeah, I think West Ham pushing for a European spot.
You reckon?
Mad.
I think Conference League, but when I say European spot, I'm saying Conference. I think they'll fight.
But
for
oh
conference
my days,
league
no, I'm forgetting. They've got Nuno now.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Don't lie. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. No, on the par. No way.
And
on the
that's par. Why you've including Forest in it. Okay. Yeah, nah. Now that, with that.
I see what's going on there.
With
know.
That, if they don't, they'll be close.
Yes.
If they don't, I think they'll be very close.
Nuno's unbelievable.
And I think he's a good gaffer. And West Ham.
He's a great gaffer.
And West Ham got players, bro, that when they're motivated and happy, they will.
Yeah, I was looking at their team.
I didn't even know, to be fair.
I'm not going to hold my hand up because I thought, earlier, I think West Ham are not going to make it. And you're like, but they've got Nuno now.
Yeah. Nuno's unbelievable.
You went mad.
I completely forgot.
I think that's his kind of team. You look at Wolves, haven't really been the same since he's left. Nottingham Forest, who the hell thought he was going to take them to flipping a European spot? I think if he implements like a counter-attacking system, I don't know, like backs against the wall and we just hit them on a break. You look at Forest's team, they had like magic men like a Gibbs White. West Ham have that in Paquetá. They had
They got moments played.
They got moments played.
I just want to say Nuno was at Spurs. And
no, but that's
you know what I'm saying?
If anything, that's what it is. Like you said, West Ham is more his level.
Okay, less pressure.
What's the final European spot? Is it eighth?
I think, yeah.
Seventh?
Who?
The final European spot.
Seventh.
Seventh, yeah?
Yeah, seventh.
So even back to that question, is like, yeah, if you look at seven teams and then seven.
I, yeah.
You know but then, I mean? But like, then you have to ask yourself, do you reckon West Ham will finish above United? Because realistically, that's who...
That's, it's going to be
we're looking
tough.
At a seventh.
Put it this way, they got Nuno in at the right time, innit? Yeah. For this to yeah, be possible, they had to get him now.
Yeah, they acted
looking
quick.
Up at
yeah.
seven.
Very quick.
It's up there.
Bro, he's been out of a job for 2 weeks. They snapped him up quickly. I think he's, like I said, I think he's a perfect manager for that kind of team. And I know you said quite rightfully so, like who's above, right? Who like they need to finish above certain people. But I know like, for example, like Newcastle Villa.
Keep that. The point there though is compete is a good word. So
yes, yeah. That's why
I
didn't
like
say
you
guaranteed.
Said guaranteed compete. So it's like five teams
I'd have
could
my own
be
back,
there.
Man,
yeah,
just
yeah,
in case.
Smart. Five
come on,
teams could
ahead,
be
four
there.
Four ahead.
No, cop out.
Can I interject with what? Cop oh, go on. What was
no,
you going to say?
Bro, go on, bro.
Can I interject with the second part? You said Nottingham Forest will. I've watched them play. I watched them play against Swansea the other day. They create so many chances. That's they just don't put it away. But yeah. It's the Ange effect,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Bro, they're five
I still
games.
Think they can. You know what I mean? They,
five games. He hasn't won a game.
Yeah.
Damn. It's
and
just
they
bad
concede
luck.
So many
they
chances.
I'm sure they went out the League Cup or one of them cup there the other
day. Yeah, the Swansea against Swansea, bro.
Listen, Ange finished 17th.
I know.
Why do you keep making them French?
Ange.
I'm trying to. What is it? Ange.
Yeah, Ange.
Ange is crazy.
I got a brethren called Ange.
My dad's Greek, so I'm like, I try to back Ange.
Genuinely, I think that's why he got hired. Because Marinakis.
Yeah, they're Marinakis. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I
think
there's
genuinely.
Something there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He might own the team that
he did. Yeah, it's mad. I don't, like, stylistically, it doesn't make sense at all. I think Forest were the deepest team last season, and now they're, like, the highest, bro. Ange is just, like, just throw everyone forward.
With the Forest one, I could see it more than the West Ham one because even Forest, they lost two of their key players, I think they did.
They lost...
Alanga.
Yeah.
And,
who's the other one?
Because they were going to...
They were going to lose Gibbs White. But
they lost Alanga.
They
lost Alanga.
And
they shouldn't be this bad.
Because yeah,
Brentford,
true, yeah.
Brentford lost their Gaffer, Mbeumo, Wissa, Norgard.
Yeah.
They're doing all right, bro. You understand? So... And that's just because they got that, Brentford got that level, that culture. You go to their ground, it's difficult. They go yours. It's not easy as well.
Yeah. And also, on the I said relegation battle because I think two promoted teams are going to stay up. I think Sunderland and Leeds are going to stay up.
Yeah,
whereas for the past 5 or 6 years, however many, every, all three teams
got
that come up
go
straight back down. Whereas now I think there's actually going to be competition. So,
is what Forest you're saying is that if two teams last season were on form,
yeah.
Tottenham could have actually gone down.
United could have potentially gone down.
Yeah, but I think you lot would have just about.
Yeah, yeah. No, Tottenham would have been in trouble.
But Tottenham would have been in serious trouble, bro.
And in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Championship
and Champions League.
That would have been interesting. That would have been interesting.
That's mad.
Yeah, man. Forest.
Good tick.
I think that's a good
thing. Decent, hear it, well done, man.
The big thing was the word compete. That was
I was going to. I was going to say they will get. And then I looked at the other teams like he did. I was like, I don't know.
Back pass.
Compete's good. Compete's good.
Lippy.
Hey, this take is cold, bro.
I hear it though. Said the truth. Because both
of these. How much has he got so far?
Listen, both of these men are going to score goals the same way. I have said that Gabriel, Arsenal centre back, best centre back in the league, will outscore Benjamin Sesko.
Damn. Yeah. I agree with you.
Basketballer, bro.
That's rude, man.
No, it is.
That's my player still.
Gabriel. My warrior.
Listen, Gabriel, warrior.
Leader, serious, captain, everything, man.
Yeah, man. Sesko.
Nah, he's good.
I think Cesco, I'm going to say, yeah. I think Cesco will register 15.
Nah, man. Tesco, that first goal of his.
For the United fans, was that a bad goal? Do you think
a goal?
Three attempts.
Got him head, got him right foot, try everything.
He was about to pick it up.
Head, he was going to do a handball next. Yo.
I like my centre forward to get them kind of goals.
Yes,
them ugly goals. I love it when my centre forward scores an ugly goal. Yeah. I love
Hoyland would have scored that. Wouldn't have.
Bro, he's gone for it. First one's a great save. Can we agree or not?
Yeah.
Big save.
He's kept going.
It's an ugly goal. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is, yeah? I just think as much as you lot had this like thought that you lot playing one game a week is going to help. I think for players like Sesko, it won't. I think he needs European nights. He needs to go play against a Karabag or someone and deal with them away. Because when Højlund had that, he had a decent season.
He was top goal scorer in the Champions League.
There you go. He had a decent season. So it's the fact that he has to play against these English sides all the time. Even Grimsby.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Because it's clearly the culture that he's not used to. You got to be... I'm not even trying... I wasn't even trying to cuss him. But it's just... I kind of hear you though. It's good.
I hear you as well, bro. I hear what you're saying. Because like you said, when you're playing more and more, he gets a little goal here and there. Like I said, an ugly goal. He might pick up an ugly goal away in the Europa or something. But now it's week to week.
And Man United is technically their front is a brand new front.
Yeah. Is this the first time we've not had European football
since Moyes?
Damn,
man said Moyes.
And that's because it's bro.
Now I'm looking at the Europa League and I miss it.
And I'm not going to lie, I remember you lot saying the same thing that season as well. We're playing once a week, so we're going to rear it. And you needed the European
night. We finished fourth, to be fair. We did. We did, under Van Gaal. But
you missed that European theme music, innit?
But did Van, I swear he won stuff that year as well.
Van Gaal, no, he won it the next season.
Oh, he did.
First season, fourth.
Didn't he win? Who won three of them? Three, Mourinho?
Mourinho won three,
That was the Rashford season.
The second season.
Oh, he had a good season then. Because you lot did well in Europa that year as well.
Yeah, because he got his debut against
Midtjylland.
Yeah.
What's that? The Ibrahimovic team.
No. That was Mourinho.
I was talking about United.
No. Ibra came with Mourinho.
Mourinho. Okay. Yeah, Ibra, Pogba.
So I blacked out and then I came back.
No, I think I agree with this. If Amrim stays. Because, like I said, I like Amrim. But the more I watch Sesko, is the same issues that we had with Højlund. The more I watch Cunha, it's the same issues we had with Garnacho or Rashford.
Yeah.
The more I watch, it's the system that's causing the issues rather than the players. You can't tell me Cunha, Mbeumo, and Sesko had just come to United and just turned into duds. You can't, bro. One got 20 league goals, the other one got like however many.
You know what it is? It's like, especially with an
Sesko, you guys wanted as well, bro.
You know what it is? You're seeing it with Arsenal. We got it with Gyökeres, yeah? 50 something goals last season. If you don't play the way a man plays, even a little bit similar. Because I think, like you said, with the three you mentioned and with Gyökeres, we're talking about you lot. You've just thrown these guys in to do what the guys before them were doing. They're not the same guys, bro. The
thing is, I almost feel like Gyökeres would have been more suited to our system. Remember, he played under Amorim. In that same system.
I think Sesko would have been better for you.
That's what I think, bro. Yeah.
Crosses.
Boom. Even though I think I would prefer Sesko, but Gyökeres under Amorim, he knows the system. He's been playing that way. So I think that's probably where we wanted to get him.
But listen, I will say, even if he doesn't score, I'm going to give him time. I'm going to give him grace because even watching him, I know it sounds crazy, he doesn't score a lot. He scored one goal so far. But even watching him, you can tell he's an improvement on Højlund. Bro, Højlund cared about what
I don't know, man.
Fighting.
Højlund runs more.
I'm saying 15.
Did Gabriel outscore Højlund last season?
Probably,
bro.
I think he did.
Bro, you got like 3 goals, bro.
Yeah. Chesko's going to get 15 goals.
That's insane.
That's insane.
That should have been my prediction.
I think Gabriel's going to outscore Cesc. Like I said, I think most of their goals will be aerial assaults.
And you man do the set piece thing as well.
We got, yeah.
I think Gabriel's way more effective.
Lovely deliveries from both sides. Yeah. I think another thing is Gabriel's nasty. This Cesc, you just look at his face. He's just too kind. You can't be 6'5" and just allowing everyone. Yeah, just you need like to. You could just see, like, he just looks rattled, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he'll get it with him. He's what, 21, 22. Like, it was never about his first season with Mbeumo and all of these men around. He was always going to be kind of. Yeah, you understand? So we'll see. But I think initially it was always going to be difficult.
Cesco ain't faster than Gabriel with twitch muscles, jumping, aerial contact, all of that.
He jumps
Gabriel,
high, you know.
He jumps very high. He's just not mean enough.
Even got
Gabriel's got the moon thing. Yeah, yeah.
Bro, before that ball's delivered, you need to have your marker cooked.
Yeah, handle.
You need to make him scared. Guys that are jumping with Cesco and...
I think it's the system, man.
100%
it comes down to the 100% system.
100% it's the system. Nines in this era of football.
Yeah, it's mad, bro.
Suffer, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
The pressure by though from
100%. Amarin. Nines is almost
needed someone.
It's dying off, bro.
Teams don't care how the nine is. Yeah. So like Newcastle, you see it with Isak, yeah? Newcastle, he got to play his game there. He's gone Liverpool, fair enough he's not fit. It doesn't look great, bro. You get me? It might be early, but judging on what we've seen, with instructions and restricted and told to go in this channel, it's
hard.
Not the same.
Yeah.
So we'll see, man.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing if Gabriel outscores Gyökeres?
That's why that question is. I don't care, man. It's Arsenal, bro. Don't answer.
It's called a team, so it doesn't matter. Okay. It's the same team.
It matters.
No, of course it does. It don't matter. If we win something at the end of the season,
then it don't matter.
I think Gyökeres will score goals. He's going to be so frustrating.
He's going to score goals.
After that, by Christmas, you're going to look at his tally and go, yeah.
Who's your top goal scorer in 2025?
Marino. That's our new number 9.
That's mad.
But
in front of goal, he's cold.
He's not cold, man.
In front of goal, he's got panache.
So you signed a centre mid to play him up front?
Yeah, but that's
fine. It's fine.
Bro, that's called squad
depth.
You've
done that twice,
bro.
You've done that twice.
We've got players that can play different.
How many players did Harry Maguire outscore at your team last season?
Bam!
Don't do it.
Bang!
To me, Maguire is a striker. He's not a defender.
No, I don't know about that.
Be your penalty taker.
He should be a striker.
He's quality.
He should be a striker.
He finishes his penalties, you know.
He bombs it. I've never seen a guy take a penalty and I know it's going in. And it's always good. How do you stop that?
Maguire is not a defender. He's a striker.
He can strike a ball. So.
Hey, his penalties are cold. Bro.
I remember he scored a goal. I think it was League Cup or something. You lot went away to some lower team and he smashed it.
Yeah, no celebration. He broke the camera.
Yeah, all of that.
He just cut in. Cut in and smacked it.
Bro, don't sleep on Harry, bro.
And even last season, Bilbao on the wing.
Yeah.
He just skinned the man and crossed
wing.
He outscored all your strikers last season.
Yeah, but it's not hard, man. I'll score all strikers, man. 2 goals, Xerxes. 3 goals, Hoyland, something like that.
That's bad.
Does anyone disagree?
I do, bro. I do humbly disagree.
Well, obviously you do. You said 50. I don't think Gabriel will get 15.
So I disagree with it.
I don't.
Slightly, yeah. But I see why you said it. As in, I might be close.
Listen, Gabriel's going to get his 6-5-6. Cesc will do 3-4.
No, if that's the margin, then yeah.
Imagine when Cesc can register.
They only got a prem.
Double figures?
I think Cesco will hit double figures, especially if we get a new manager. I think he will.
I don't know.
He has to just
in
be
the GNA.
It can't be our competition because they're the only one.
Wonder if we need a new gaffer, bro. It's mad, isn't it? I know, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Hold on. Is this just for the Premier League or is our competition?
This for me is
we're
just
already in 2 competitions, isn't it?
That's what I was about to say. So it's not even fair anyway.
Ain't there no invitational cups or anything?
Oh, my days. Gabriel's going to be scoring in the League Cup, the Champions League, FA Cup, and Prem.
He might hold a 10 still.
Easy.
And you're not winning any of them.
I'm going to say it. Our competition, Gabriel's getting 15 goals.
15?
Our competitions.
Bro, he's getting double figures.
He gets on the headers, bro. He does, bro. I'll give him that.
Goals, man.
Yeah, well, corners for you guys. It's just cash money. Yeah, it's cash
in the
money.
League.
But like you said, he's on a nasty thing, innit? That's what I like about Gabriel. I think Chesco's off the mark now. I reckon he'll start scoring.
Yeah, man.
I know it's mad, but I think he's off the mark still.
All right, then on to the next one. We've got the man they call Jad. Chelsea won't get top 4 and Maresca gets the sack before the season end.
Jad Pitt.
I don't think that's crazy. I think they've spent a lot of dough.
Do you think we're being a bit too reactionary because their main player is not really in there? No. And that's their main creative player, Cole Palmer.
That could be why, though. Why?
That's what I'm saying. They're not really getting...
I think Cole Palmer's the only... You know what I like?
Saving grace. That's their saving grace.
Yes, and I thought João Pedro could be that as well.
Nah, he looks...
I feel like when Cole Palmer's quiet...
Would you think Garnacho will do this year? Do you think he will light it up or not?
No, I wanted him to.
Yeah.
But I don't think he
will. What, no goals, no assists?
No, yeah.
I think he'll... But he won't, make a stamp?
Bro, he hasn't played defense, bro.
Played zero minutes.
I was happy that... I didn't mind selling him to Chelsea.
Yeah. All right, can I ask you this? Do you think he'll get sacked because of performances or do you think he's sacked because of friction with the board? Because I think it's the latter. I think he's already annoyed at the transfer window that they just had. And I think he's trying to prove a point by not bringing on certain players. Bro, he bought on Tyreek George against Man United. And when he had Gittins and Garnacho on the bench.
Do you reckon he didn't want Garnacho?
I think he didn't want him.
It was the free subs he made, bro, after the red card.
That's exactly why I don't think he's that good. Because you even though you got a player, you went a man down, it's early in the game. Yeah. And you took off two attackers.
You're two creatives,
The two most attackers. You took off Pedro and Neto. And that's it. And then obviously, I know Palmer got injured, but... Then they went down to 10, man. It's like, who do you bring on now? Are you trying to bring back on the subs that you just took off? You understand what I mean? He made bad decisions that game.
Savage Dan did say, like, he was a championship. We went and got a championship manager.
Yeah, that's mad.
Like,
I didn't even know
that.
That's
why he disagreed with that.
No, but at one point, he was doing all right. And then
they won the
Club World Cup. They were, like, title charge. Even last season, there was a
Chelsea
title charge.
Chelsea are just good in tournaments. Like, they go for it in tournaments.
But I don't think you get sacked. I think... They won't make top 4, but I don't think you'll get
sacked. I agree with you.
I don't even think top 5 either.
I agree with Jad, yeah, not top 4.
But I don't think you'll get sacked for it.
I don't think top 5 either.
I think he will.
Club World Cup, yeah? Big up the watch section, they'll tell you. That watch ain't real. they'll tell you the time, but it's not real. That ain't a watch like that, fam. That watch don't mean nothing.
So
I'm telling you, that ain't like, it's no, because the thing is, the worst thing is, even I bought into that. Yes. I saw them in the Club World Cup. I said, oh my days. They asked me the league predictions. I said, you know what? This is going to be the season that I think we're going to get third, you know, because I think Chelsea...
I was thinking Chelsea
were off. Bro, one game in, I said, my bad to myself.
They're going to embarrass that badge, you know, that they're holding on. Like, they're going to embarrass it.
They had a horrible transfer window as well. I think it was... And I think because they have so many incomings and outgoings, a lot of people don't, like, keep up with it. But, bro,
you don't,
it was...
Yeah, you don't actually... When you actually deep it,
do you think they
had
any good signings? Like,
Pedro, I think João Pedro's good.
João Pedro's good.
Estevo
they bought last season. But he's coming, obviously, this season. Gittins hasn't played him. Garnacho hasn't played him. Delap out for the season, basically. Or not out for the season, but out for a few months. Mm-hmm. And even then, why are you signing Delap and João Pedro to play?
But
like,
even
it's
with
weird.
the whole mad...
Who is their strikers that left as well?
Nicholas Jackson left.
And who else?
Nico Jackson, Nonny.
Madueke left.
That's what I'm saying. They've got so much happening.
The other guy. He was injured most of the season.
Broja.
No, there was another one.
He left as well.
Nkunku.
Oh my God, I forgot.
They signed a centre back and he got injured. Hato, whatever his name is.
Yeah, but even with Madueke, remember they got rid of him and they're bringing in somebody who's not experienced and younger. It's like they have loads of inexperienced are in their squad right now. And I don't know how long Palmer would stay there, to be honest.
Where do you reckon he goes? Abroad or stays in England?
I'll be honest.
Can I say something mental? You know he's a Man United fan.
Yeah. You know, I was just about to say
I've
that.
I've seen it. I've seen it.
But we're just saying up there like that.
No, but it's just, exactly. You lot got to be
If we was on a Liverpool, if we was on a Liverpool team right now, I reckon that...
That would be easy for you.
If you lot get that eighth that you... If you lot get that eighth that you say you can get, and then in and around there next season, I think players like Palmer... will look at United, like Mbeumo, like Cunha, they'll look at United and go, you know what? I could be the guy to get them.
I think we got to aim for seventh. Sorry, I think we got to aim for seventh, bro.
Mm.
Try and hold a Conference League if we can, bro.
I think Palmer's that type of player, by the way.
100%.
I want to be the guy.
Bro, 100%.
That's what Palmer feels like.
Main character. That's why he left City.
Exactly.
He could have stayed there.
But it's just United is like a poison chalice, bro. It's like, I don't know
But everyone thinks they're the chosen one.
But every player does it, bro. That's why when like players like Cunha and Mbeumo, these are players I like.
I always
tell him, you sign the players I like.
100%.
And then they just go there because they feel
you
like
you guys just need to show.
I like Cunha, though. I like Mbeumo as well. I like them. It's still early days, boys.
Mbeumo, Cunha, I think we made good signings.
I do as well, bro.
Yeah, Cunha and Mbeumo are good signings.
I think they're good signings. They're Premier League proven.
It's the Amarin ball, man.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think Maresca.
Have we been that bad though?
I don't know if we have, bro.
You've been bad, bro.
Do you know what it is? I ain't never seen this. When you look at it, like, for what it actually is, yeah, it's moments. You lose because of moments. But you can't make that, like, that's not a small thing. You understand? Like, that's it. For it to be happening for so long, like, there's an issue there. You understand? So it's like, when the game gets a certain way, you lot just crumble, bro.
Yeah.
You start off all guns blazing. Even last season, bro, I'll be watching United against us thinking, what's going on?
I know, I could have believed how they drew.
So yeah, you agree with that then?
Yeah, I was waiting, yeah. Yeah, because it's about Chelsea, isn't
it? Back to United Arsenal again, isn't it?
Went straight into it.
That's magic.
They hate this show. That's why they hate us.
Palmer United.
Let's bring it back in. Dayak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on, Lippy.
Yeah, this guy, man.
You agree with all of it, I just half of it.
I think similar to other teams, I'm not going to say who they are, I think they got to kind of stick it out, man. They got to let him have a little feeling out process. Because he had a decent season last season.
He nearly didn't get Champions
League. He almost didn't, but he did.
Have Chelsea been tested this season with teams?
United, like, but they got a man sent off. Even though we went down to 10 men as well.
And they still look like
I still think it's early.
It is early.
They haven't looked. From what they did at the Club World Cup, I thought they're going to come in. Yeah, title challenges maybe.
But they had a fit creative player there. Cole Palmer, you know.
Yeah.
I mean?
Did anyone actually watch the Club World Cup? Or are we just judging off the PSG game?
I watched the last three games.
Just the final, bro.
The rest of it, I don't know.
Yeah, but no, I think he'll leave because of friction. I think
But that's what I'm saying. Where does he go? Where does Cole Palmer go? Right now, as a Man United.
We're talking about Maresca. Yeah, I'm saying Maresca. I think he goes because of the owner.
Yeah.
He wants Cole Palmer so bad.
I didn't put it back. Yeah.
He's a United fan, you know. Yeah.
If Palmer does leave, I think he comes United.
Bro, just be there, man.
Work on the problems at home first.
If you're not in your Arsenal period, do you know how much I could do? Who Lippy thought Arsenal would have 11? That team is sick.
Cold.
Yeah, that team is in there. There's a couple guys that aren't great. Yeah. But
no, but our signings, Lippy, even though we've been...
We're back at United.
Over the past few years, bro, Ronaldo even coming back. We've lived a good life.
We've played it, bro. We've lived a good life.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Is this the same old Chelsea? Are they just...
Nah.
Playing... I don't even know what they're playing.
Who's their chairman?
Was it? It'll be game over.
I think it is,
bro. He is trigger happy spending money.
I think it's same old Chelsea, man.
Roman was more strategic with the buyers and he listened to the manager,
right? I'm talking about nothing's changing now with him. So every season it's just signing 15 players.
Yeah. I don't like it, bro. I'll be real. I know they get a lot of credit because the books are healthy, but you're watching a football team, bro. You're not watching a flipping business. Like even Strasbourg, I feel sorry for them. Bro, imagine supporting Strasbourg your whole life. And now you've just turned into a random feeder club.
How does that work, Chelsea? Bro, you're signing players to another team. Was it Buonanotte?
Yeah.
To Strasbourg just to come back to... Yeah.
What, to assist the club?
Yeah, and then to come back to Chelsea in a few years.
It doesn't make sense, man.
He just bought Strasbourg, just got that decent striker, grabbed him.
That's what I'm saying.
They're decent, by the way. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, they are. I think the person that will get Chelsea to the next level needs to have a lot more control over the club. And... if a manager comes in who wants to have that, I think they get rid of him. So I think they're stuck in a little bit of a cycle at the moment. Can't lie.
Next step, they got a goal for that. A manager with a little
they
bit
They need a top manager, man.
Yeah, they need a top juice. Manager.
Yeah, they need, they do. They need to go for
Maresca
one of the big guys.
He's not the guy that's
Abramovich, bro. They'll get Conte. They'll get Mourinho.
That's what they need.
They could never hire that guy now. Yeah. They could never. The ownership would hate a manager like that.
But that's the era that we're in.
Yeah.
We're in that era now. That these board, they want managers that they can control and tell. I heard something about with the way Man United were doing things where Amorim might say, look, I need a left back. And then they would go and say, well, look, here's three. Make your choose out of them. The game's changed, bro. Back from when Fergie was control, Fergie knew everyone. From all the kids right the way up. Yeah. It's changed. That's why they want managers like Maresca. That they ain't going to...
They could control them.
You got to trust. Make all the decisions. You need to have the bad boy director of football, whatever it is now, innit?
Yeah. That's what it's about now.
That's the guy that needs to be...
Why are you cracking up?
Yeah, he's cracking up at that. Yeah.
That word killed skills. Control.
Yeah. 50%.
I don't know. I think we need to see.
I think they're not going to get top four, but I don't think Maresca gets sacked before the end of the season.
I think they'll compete for the top four. I don't think they're going to make it. I feel like they'll just come short.
I didn't say compete though.
First, second, and third, it's going to be just
free for all.
And Chelsea got the players to cross it over the line like last season. But we'll see. Because remember, Forest ain't going to be there. I don't think Villa will be
there. They come fourth or fifth?
Newcastle won't be there. They came fourth.
I think Spurs might get it.
I don't like Chelsea's defence, bro.
Nah, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that going. I don't want to keep going back to United. That's the thing that gives me hope. Though.
Nah, let's wrap it up, man. Wrap that up, man.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Wrap
it up. Skits. Oh, you prick.
Yeah, I know.
This was surprising. A take that was said by two people, but we've already heard Jad's take. Big up, Jad. I thought this as well, so big up myself. But Skits, you said Ekitike will outscore Isak this season.
Facts. Mm.
It's a brave call.
That's and a I big shout still.
Good convo.
Yeah.
I think Ekitike looks way better on the ball. He looks more sharper. He's more hungry. He's got to prove himself. He's taking a shot off, getting booked. Like,
do you think...
Are they competing for... Sorry, Lippy. Are they competing to start?
No. I think they are.
It looks like it. You think so? I don't think so.
Because he's not getting rid of Gakpo. Gakpo's sticking on that
left. Gakpo's cold, you know.
And no, but Liverpool fans don't sign
someone for 140. How much?
Yeah, but I've never seen a man
put on the bench.
You see Verts getting
benched. I ain't never seen a man put his hands on his knees as a professional footballer and he's tired like that. Why are you playing him if he's unfit?
If you told them to choose between Isak and Ekitike, I think no matter how good Ekitike is, they'll choose Isak because he is
off of history, off of what he's done.
No, just because he's the flagship signing, he's the record signing.
It's like when anyone, if you lot still had Højlund. Sesko playing how he's playing, you're going to want to see him starting every week to get used to it. Even if you know Højlund might be the better option this
it's
week.
It's the same with Havertz. When we signed Havertz,
simple.
He's getting the team. He's not working in midfield.
Somehow,
I think with the fuss that Liverpool made on signing this player as well, they're forcing to play.
Don't you think that's mad that how everyone's shocked that they're getting both and that Isak's gone, khalas, they've won the league, that Ekitike is going to outscore him? Isn't that mad? For that money,
I think that's a good shout, bro.
No, because I said it as well. Yeah, so I hear it.
would you mentioned a lot of things, but like we said, it's the system that is making Isak not look so great, and maybe fitness. So is it just a thing where the way Liverpool play suits Ekitike a bit
way
more? Because he's a high intensity footballer, bro. Mm-hmm. Whereas I know Isak, he's quite quick, he's quite strong.
He wants to hold the ball more.
Really, like obviously when he's on the ball and that, but off the ball, making his runs, being a nuisance. He's not that tenacious. The Ekitike guys is all
bro,
the time.
Bro, he'll pop it, flick it, like, run onto it.
He's cold, I like him.
He's cold, bro.
But I think Liverpool fans tried to do this thing because I spoke to a few of them and they're like, oh, bro, it's a good headache to have though. Like, we've got depth now.
It's a greedy headache.
Yeah, but I think they've tried to frame it as that. But I think in a few weeks' time, you can't avoid it any longer. You're going to have to make a decision. They're not playing together. Are you choosing Ekitike or are you choosing Isak? And it's a decision that Arne Slot's going to have to make. And I don't envy him for
well, they're in all cup competitions, so they can spread it out. It's just who's going to get the top flight football and who's going to get the little league cups.
Two top gunmen.
It's mad.
And you can't play both of them.
But this is my thing, yeah? Is Ekitike definitely a top gunman or is he just on form right now and Isak isn't? Because it's been
early.
Six games.
Yeah, but what have we seen so far of Ekitike and are you not convinced he's worth his money?
My thing is, he's definitely good. That's no doubt about it.
But it's also, remember, Liverpool, that's squad depth. Because Liverpool are in position, they're challenging for every competition that they're in. They're going the whole way in the Champions League, the Premier League, the FA Cup, the League Cup. They need, players are getting injured these days. So their squad depth is mad.
They got a bigger problem. They got like Verts with 0-0-7.
I think it's more of a problem than Verts, you know.
I agree with that. I agree with squad depth here, but would you not rather have squad depth in the midfield as well? Because if Isak goes down, fair enough, they got Ekitike. If Gravenberch goes down,
Endo.
If McAllister goes down,
nah,
Endo.
They could. I think they ain't got anyone. I think a lot of people's like me, not even people, just me. I thought Liverpool would do really well this season because of the transfer window they had. Then these said players are landing and they're not looking as great.
So it's like
they got the Chiesas, Curtis Jones. Could they fill in them
Chiesa
gaps?
Chiesa always pops up. He always pops up, Chiesa, you know.
Okay.
But I was going to ask, yeah, because obviously Isak's come in, but his replacement, Voldemort.
Yeah,
Voldemort, whatever his name is. Do you think he's getting more goals than Isak?
Ooh, that's a good shout. Jad Kielka.
You see the thing with this first, yeah, is that Isak, he's at a new club, even though he's played in the Premier League before. It's a new club, new system, new everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But once he fits in and they start clicking, he might start get the goals. So
yeah, but the difference, what you said earlier, the freedom he had at Newcastle.
I honestly believe Isak is the number one choice. So he's going to get more game time anywhere. You understand? So that could be...
I hope that's an issue for Liverpool. I hope. Because that... let's not talk about
it. Don't know who to play.
I'm about to swing it right back to Arsenal. And that's why Arsenal.
But what you said is, yeah, he could.
You know why?
Because he's the main man.
He's not going to get dropped. For, yeah. No, Wissa's there, but I think Wissa will probably play. Yeah, and he'll probably play on the left.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
He's
and,
the main man.
Bro, that goal against us the other day, yeah? Man's not making giant, it about man. Us. There was nothing no one could do about that.
Yeah, his movement,
he was the only
everything.
Man. Like, I can't remember who crossed it. Was it Gordon? Or whoever crossed
Tenali,
it, he just...
No?
Oh, yeah, Tenali. He just... It was from a corner, quick. Yeah, Tenali took the corner, got it back, and he just swang it high to a height that only my man could win it.
Only Dan Burn or
wait,
him.
How old is he?
Water mold. I think he's 24.
He's not known for his header. He's not known for his headering, but have you watched him play before Newcastle?
Silky, innit?
Bro, he's insane. I think it was under 23.
Is he intense like for a 6'7" guy?
Bro, his dribbling... You see what Zlatan was on back then as well, but he's close control. Bro,
he's got feet.
Incredible.
Berber.
He's got a foot fetish as well, so.
Yeah, man. Brother. We're not doing that. I like Jan with pretty feet. What are you doing, Jan?
But I don't think this is a bad take. I think it's possible.
It's a good shot, that one, still.
Yeah, it's possible.
All right, can I ask you about Liverpool in general, though? Do you think it's going to click the way we think it's going to click? Because I've seen this with Galacticos. I've seen them sign everyone and thinking, bro, this is an Avengers team, and then just nothing happens. Salah, Isak, Ekitike, Verts.
Yeah, but what team are you comparing it to? Because the Galactico team I know had the Benzema, Bale and Ronaldo.
No, I'm talking early Galactico.
I'm nervous that it ain't going to click and Arsenal are going to actually...
win the league.
That's one thing I'm nervous about.
I really hope.
Because I don't know who else is going to... Unless City, and this sounds dumb, unless City are like a dark horse. That sounds mad saying.
With their defence, if one of their centre-backs get injured, who's their... They got no
They had the Italian guy and he got injured.
They already have the problem.
Defensively and midfield, I'll be honest, bro.
They got
Liverpool.
Fit.
Bro, I agree.
The only reason I don't agree with this statement is I don't think Liverpool will let that happen. Isak's going to play too many games for Ekitike to be able to outscore
But then if he's on the bench, coming off the bench, you know he has
a point to prove.
As well. So it's like, if Isak...
I think if Isak starts scoring, he's going to keep his shirt.
Let's have it right. If I'm on slot, Ekitike starts the next game, bro.
Because he hasn't had a bad game, bro.
Gakpo's going to have to hold bench. And that's what they should do.
European I think they got United as well. Have we got them after Sunderland, have we?
Real.
You got a point that to second prove, man.
But we might have a new manager bounce.
Wait, I'm here in Southgate, bro.
Save that in case.
Are we agreeing?
But you're right what you said. It's Liverpool.
I don't agree.
Yeah.
But it's a good shout.
I don't think they'll let that happen.
I hope none of them score.
Yeah. I hope Ekitike scores him with 7 goals. Isak has about 3.
That's it.
Both of them.
Under 10 for both of them.
Yeah.
And then Salah gets 50.
Salah's looked off. I'm not going to lie a little bit. You know.
He's chilling. Let him boom, man.
Salah's riding on his contract.
Saudi's calling a little bit, I can't lie.
Good.
Yeah.
Steve, are going to be right again. Last take of the cake. Why did I say that? That's bad.
I said last take of the cake.
Don has said something that I believe. He said that SC Dons will win the FA Vars this season. Talk to us, Donny, bro. Tell us why.
Yeah, man.
Tell us why.
I sit here currently in our green smoke jersey. SC Dons, we're currently 7 games away from the FA Vars final, which is Wembley. I just believe, if I'm honest, gentlemen, I think our purpose this season is a little bit deeper in terms of, you know, without getting too deep. And obviously, one of the major things my dad wanted to do was lead us out at Wembley. Do you know what I mean? So I believe our purpose is strong this season. FA Vars is an extremely tough competition to win. It's only our second season in non-league. But with the first game, we beat a team league above us, done them 5-0. It feels good. The changing room feels right. I just think there's a deeper purpose. And I feel like my dad is watching over this one.
Yeah, I reckon you
However, I say that as an SC Dons, SC Dons is my club. It's going to be tough. But I just think our purpose is deep this season and the squad is good.
You lot ain't, like, you're not... You've been in cup competitions all time, bro. Like, it's not new to you lot to reach these finals and that.
Nah, yeah, we reached 3 cup finals last season. We lost every one.
I hear it, but you're there, though. You're there. But you've got a deep drive.
We got there.
You got a drive now.
This one's different, and we also learnt from our mistakes in terms of kind of what it took to get to them competitions and why we lost. I just feel this one's deeper, gentlemen. That's the truth. Maybe it's coming from a more personal place, but I just feel like this one's deep.
I pray you get it, bro.
Yeah, so do I, man.
I agree with this prediction.
And I believe it's very possible. It's very, very possible. In the FA Vars, it only consists of teams in the step 5 and step 6 of the English football pyramid. So it's very...
It's doable.
But
it's at the same time, it's not tough. It's not tough, easy. Man. It's not easy
at all. It's luck of the draw.
By the grace of God.
But that's the as a member of Foofy Fellas dual regged with SC Dons, I wanted to bring that one to the table.
No, 100%.
And yeah, I'm running with that.
I was gonna say how like being in the change rooms.
Yeah.
What like I always say this about my club, yeah. Like, bro, just go out there and just want it more than the other team.
Yeah.
How do you get that across to the boys in the change? Like, does everyone feel it? Does everyone go into that game thinking, there's no way we're losing? Is that a real thing?
Of course, you have to have that element in terms of what the club means. And everyone was fortunate enough, this current change room was fortunate enough to meet my father and see how SC Dons has grown as a club. And at the same time, some of these guys are young players. That their prize, I understand that not everybody is going to love that call. I'm one of them guys. SC Dons is my club, yeah? I feel like everyone who plays for us loves us. The truth is they don't at the end of the day, but I'd like to believe they buy into our message and who we are and the love and the support they get. But they're young players, and what I'm trying to say is, for me, it might be a personal one. I want to do it for my dad. For these players, they want to play at Wembley. Yeah. I mean, we've got players that are towards the latter end of their career. They're going to be retiring soon. They have an opportunity to play at Wembley. Yeah. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So that everyone has their own different motivations. We're in many cup competitions, but this one as a player, if you know the prizes, we're 7 games away from playing at Wembley, I feel like you're locking in. So that's my one. I think we're going to do it, man. And hopefully if we do, I'll see you all there.
I hope you guys do it,
100%.
Man.
100%, man.
Going to have a good season. SC Dons at Wembley and United.
I imagine, bro.
He said FA Cup.
SC Dons have a better chance of getting to Wembley than United.
My ultimate dream, yeah, is to one day meet Arsenal in the FA Cup.
What is that? SC Dons?
Yeah. You know, and somehow Nick will win, yeah? Because I would never, ever let it go. Do you know what I mean? But too many of the man them support Arsenal, so it might be...
Conflict of interest.
Yeah.
A couple own goals.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Nah, yeah, man.
Yeah, nah, big up SC Dons every time.
Big up, man. Big up Filthy. And again, gentlemen, again, thank you for having me, man. Always a pleasure to put the shirt on, even though it's a Dons one. Still, I'm happy to be here.
Big up White Yardie for coming down.
Come on.
I think you're gonna be here again soon, my brother. Because this is Filthy family. International. We got players from abroad. You know what I'm trying to say? Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and I don't know what it is, boys, man. There's something about this episode. Yeah. It's different. I like it, mate. I like it. Go on then, boys.
Love it.
Smooth.